Let's all rise and do our call to celebration at this time. It's printed in your bulletin. In quietness and darkness, in peace and confusion, Jesus Christ wants to make his home and meet his friends. He is the light of life.
He is the hope of the world.
In him there is no Jew or Gentile, neither Roman Catholic nor Protestant.
All are one in Jesus Christ.
He is the light of life.
He is the hope of the world.
In him either is neither black nor white, neither north nor south.
All are one in Jesus Christ.
He is the light of life.
He is the hope of the world.
In him there is neither male nor female, neither master nor servant.
All are one in Jesus Christ.
He is the light of life.
He is the hope of the world.
He is the light of life. He is the hope of the world. At this time, please turn in your hymnals to page 176. Let's sing Majesty. Everyone can be seated, and the children can come forward at this time for the children's message.
Good morning. How is everybody? Well, this morning I want to talk about fall and apples. You know, last Sunday it turned fall. It stopped being summer and turned fall. And one of the things that happens in the fall is that apples get ripe. And at school, I know my class did a lot of apple things. Did yours do a lot of apple things too this week, Cassie? Yes. So, in fact, one of the days our kids had apple butter. They tasted that. One day they drank apple cider, and then they made apple sauce, and we even made apple pies. And the first thing, though, we did was I asked everybody to bring an apple, and they all brought different kinds of apples. And I want to show you some of the things we got. I'm just going to dump them in this bag. Some of the boys and girls brought apples that look like this. What color is that? Green. That's a Granny Smith apple. Granny Smith apples are good for baking pies. So that's one kind that the boys and girls brought. Another kind, way down here in the bottom of my bag. If I can get it out. There it is. What color is that one? Kind of yellow, yes. This is called a Golden Delicious. Some of the apples they brought were yellow. And then a lot of them brought red delicious apples. That's right, they brought red apples. But you know what? We got to looking at them. One of the things we did was graph our apples, and we put all the red ones in a row and all the green ones in a row and all the yellow ones in a row. Not all the red ones were the same. Some of the red ones looked like this. Could you hold that for me? Thank you. And let's look at it and compare it to this one. Do those two red apples look the same? No, they don't. And here, you want that one? There, you can hold that one for me. Yes, even the red ones didn't look the same. And I got to thinking, you know, apples are kind of like people. God made all different kinds of apples, and he made all different kinds of people. People don't all have the same color skins either, do we? No, but we're all people, aren't we? And I got to thinking also that there's all kinds of things you can do with apples. And it got me to thinking about all the different kinds of things that people do. And that some apples are better for baking, like that Granny Smith apple. And some apples are better for making cider. Some apples are better just for plain eating. And it's the same with people. Some of us are really good at some things, like Mrs. Mercer's really good at playing the piano. And some people out there are really good at giving hugs. Mrs. Schroeder Radine is always a really good hugger. Some people are good at building houses, like the people that went this week to Caruthersville. So everybody has different talents, but we're all still people. And you know, I was telling you what we did with our apples. No matter what kind of apple it was, you can still keep this one, honey. No matter what kind of apple it was, we took all those different kinds of apples, and all the boys and girls got to chop them up and put them in a crock pot, and we made applesauce. And I got to thinking, that's kind of like our church. We have all different kinds of people here. But when we put it all together and made that applesauce with it, it was the best tasting applesauce, and it was so sweet and so delicious. Just like when everybody here gets together and works together and plays together, it is so sweet in God's eyes. So I want you to think of some things this week. One of the things, we kind of talked about sayings about apples this week too. And one of the sayings that came to mind, because one of the apples that one of the boys and girls brought had a bad spot in it. And we didn't put it with the rest of the apples, because do you know what happens if you put an apple that's got a rotten spot with it with the rest of the apples? What? I didn't hear you. It may have a bug in it. And you know what will happen to all the rest of the apples? They'll start turning rotten really fast. And it reminded me of what Pastor Eric said the other day about his thing that he reminded his boys, they said every morning when they went to school, that they would play with, hang out with people that were good. That's right. The boys would hang out with people that were good. And, you know, sometimes we need to remember that, too, that we want to hang out with people that's good. Because if one bad apple can spoil a whole barrel of apples. And another saying we talked about this week was that somebody can be the apple of your eye. Do you know what that means? If you're the apple of my eye, it means you're really special to me. And we all want to be the apple of God's eye. And we want to be special in God's eyes, don't we? So, before we leave, we're all going to say a prayer together, and then I want you to each get an apple out of here. And I have different colors. I have green ones and yellow ones and red ones, and you can pick which kind you want. Okay, let's all pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for each of these children here. We thank you for this beautiful season of the year, and we thank you for all of the many kinds of apples you provide and the many kinds of people you provide in our lives. And Lord, we ask that you bless each one here and go with them through this coming week, and help us to remember that we want to be the apple of your eye, God. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.